With less than a week to go until the final ICE London, we caught up with Gaming Realm's Suki Sandhu after his recent appointment as Chief Product Officer to discuss their upcoming titles, Slingo Constitution Hill and Slingo River Reels, along with the mechanics that makes the genre so popular. Having joined Gaming Realms in late 2023 as its new Chief Product Officer, how do you envision the provider's product offering evolving throughout 2024?
I guess I've been here just over, 4 months now. We've had a good strategy. We've tweaked it slightly. It's still based on giving premium content to our operators and also varied amount of content. We know there's a lot of games out there and we don't want to just be giving the same slingo. So every slingo what we get alive with the operator each month has a variance to it. And we know we need to make sure we appeal to our existing loyal slingo players. They will try new content. They will also go back to what their favorite ones are, come tweak back. And the other thing what we're trying to do is for new players is to make sure when we're onboarding these players, it's a positive experience and they can understand the entertainment aspect of it, not just about, you know, your gambling, but, you know, why it's quite engaging to actually get involved in Slingo. So that's what we're trying to achieve in our games. Make sure we're giving something new to existing players, but also we're actually being respectful of new players coming on board and they understand what Slingo is.
Are those variations kind of mechanical changes? Or are they thematic changes? How are you kind of differentiating what people have come to expect from Slingo?
I think that we do that through a number of factors. Obviously, there is theme and feel and flow and story to the game and the content as well. But we are introducing new mechanics. We're not including mechanics for the sake of it. Great example is on slots. Somebody comes out with a mechanic, somebody likes it, everybody starts copying variations of that. We are slightly different, so we have to be respectful that it's a Slingo player and what mechanics can work with Slingo. So that's one thing what we're doing. So we've got a couple of mechanics coming out this year. One that we'll talk about, Reels, is one of them. But then the other way we do it is actually we do actually partner with slot franchises to give mechanics which players have come to actually respect and like in slots. So we've got some really cool games. We just launched Hot Rolls with a KSG game, and we like working with KSG because they're very pixel perfect, you know, in what they want from design. So we really bounce off each other. We got from my old team of friends at Inspire, we've got Gold Cash coming. And again, that's got a huge following and it got a specific kind of mechanics in terms of the free rounds, but we're utilizing some of IP, which people from Inspired players will actually come to respect as well. So we're kind of combining it too. So there's mechanics for Slingo, then there's also respect for slots players, and we bring in franchise brands and mechanics there.
With those IP titles, do you find that Slingo evolves the franchise in some manner while still being respectful to its source material?
Yeah, I think, you know, studios do actually look at not as a threat, but as a complement to actually expand their franchise. It gives a boost to their games. But it's really, it's putting the player first, really, isn't it? So the player is saying, right, yeah, I like this franchise, I like this brand, and I want to play a Slingo version of it, and I want to play a slot version of it.
And speaking of IPs, you have one upcoming, which is Slingo Constitution Hill. It builds upon Slingo racing mechanics seen in your Christmas release, Elf Blitz. Why do you think players are so drawn to this mechanic?
I think, firstly, Constitution Hill, I'm not a punter myself that much. I didn't realise how much punters love Constitution Hill the horse, right? Constitution Hill the horse is a celebrity in its own right. So it was a really lovely formula. We've got this license, this personality of this horse, right, where players, there's an attachment, you know, players, punters have actually backed it or not backed it, and then you put on top of that, you're in our actual game, the Slingo game, you actually select a horse. So will you select Constitution Hill, which you'll get lower odds because it's one of the favorites, so but based on volatility, or one of the other two horses? You have a racetrack around our Slingo game, so you play Slingo, and as you play the game, the horses are racing as well, and the horses are racing on based on whether when you dab a number, whether that color of the horse comes through. So you get an additional win if your horse comes through and gets a multiplier.
Yeah, having played it, it's kind of like there's two games running concurrently. There's the slingo aspects of the game, but also the race aspect going alongside it. So there is a lot going on within the one title.
It's a good point. It's a lot going on with it. It's one of the key things what we tried to do from a user experience perspective is try not to overwhelm the player as well and let them actually enjoy making them, because they're making strategic decisions at times on slingo. So let them make those decisions. And this is an additional chase where you're actually looking or watching the horses go around on the basis of, hopefully, you move up the slingo ladder, you get a win there and a multiplier on your horse as well.
In terms of commercial strategy, hoping for this release to appeal to sportsbook players and that the branding and the IP of Constitution Hill in its own right appeal to players who don't traditionally play slingo titles?
Yeah, I think there's always a primary, right? The primary definitely is the sports bettors, and it'll come around, it'll go live around Cheltenham, so there'll be a big hype around it. But it's a fun game, right? We created Elf. That was Christmas based with Elf Chase, you know, going around the board. So this is a different type. So I think it appeals for anybody who actually wants to play slingo and get an additional chase in there. But yeah, our primary will be the punters. But I mean, just want to say also, I mean, we're very fortunate. We've got Michael Buckley, who is our executive chairman of Gaming Realm, and it's his horse. So that's really good. And I haven't met Michael yet, but I'm looking forward to meeting Michael and Constitution Hill one day as well.
You can see the real life version, having created the slingo version of him.
Exactly. I mean, we've gone into detail in terms of, you know, the tail and colour and, you know, what it looks like. So, you know, we have tried to recreate Constitution Hill racing around slingo.
And in terms of your mechanics, they're diversifying in recent times. So upcoming, you have Slingo River Reels, which transforms the gameplay many have come to expect from Slingo. Mm-hmm. How does the reels mechanic work, and will it feature in other titles in the future? If you can tease them, of course.
You know, it's one of these things where sometimes you can get, you run away with a feature, right? And you focus, oh, this is a great feature. But you have to take a step back and say, but does that feature complements the core, which in this game, as most of our games, is slingo. I think we've hit the nail on the head with that. So what we see is players play slingo, they go up the ladder. That still happens. You make that strategic decision on how you're going up the ladder. What we've added to it is once you've dabbed a number, you matched a number, there's a fish appears, and that fish, you've got a multiplier. And the aim of it is, as you go up the ladder, you actually also collect fisherman lives, and the actual feature is triggered, which we call the number spin bar at the bottom, if a fisherman lands. If the fisherman lands, the 1x5 reel turns into a 3x5. So there's a 3 comes into it. And then the aim is to actually get a fisherman in each row as a stack of 3. So as soon as you get a stack of 3, whatever you've actually revealed above as fishes, the net actually will pull those fishes in, and you'll get a win from that multiplier. If you get 3 stacks in a row, 3 columns, the fisherman will collect all the revealed fish multipliers at the top. So obviously you've got this element of, do you want that feature early when you don't have as many lives? Basically, the lives mean if a fisherman doesn't land, sorry, you lose a life. Right, so basically, it's all about collecting the fishermen. So the more lives you've got, the more fishermen you can collect, and the more of the fish you can collect as well. And a nice little thing, what we've done is, once you've actually got full house, the game can continue, where we'll give you extra number of spins to see whether the fisherman does land, and you can collect all these fish, which actually nicely turn into goldfish.
Very nice. It seems like it's borrowed from the slot vertical. Slingo is a little bit of a blend of slots and bingo. It seems like that mechanic specifically seems to align more so with the slot vertical than perhaps other mechanics that you've included in the past.
Yeah, and I think the way we've tried to embed it more into the game is it's all played on a single screen. So you don't transition into a bonus round, where generally that's what happens in a slot. You go into a bonus round and you'll get your spin and hold style kind of games. The difference between this spin and hold, the lives, is depending on how many lives you've collected, as opposed to, you know, but there is an element of you continue spinning if the fisherman lands. But I guess the beauty of it is it all happens on this slingo screen, single screen.
And wins are rewarding more wins. So the higher you're climbing up the ladder, the more lives you get, which means you have more opportunities to land more fishermen. Creates a lot of excitement, a little crescendo
Yes, it is. And you can actually hit that feature in the fisherman a couple of times. So there's continuation of the game, right? So you can carry on going up the ladder and you can hit the fisherman a couple of times as well.
So in terms of perhaps future interpretations and bringing the reels feature back, would it be fisherman based? Is there anything you can kind of tease? I promise nobody else is listening. It's only you and me here. But is there anything you could kind of, you know, tease that's coming? Because I can't, in my head, it opens up a lot of avenues. But would it, are you going to stick with the fishing theme or could that be interpreted in other ways?
Yeah, I think there's a reason we trademarked reels. So it's R-E-3-L-S. And it's, the three is all about to try to let the players understand, you know, what the mechanics are trying to get you to achieve, right? It's you reveal three rows, you get three stacks. If you get three columns, basically you get the fuller grid above. Actually, if you get four columns, you get it times a multiplier. If you get five, you get times a higher multiplier. So there is an element of, I'm looking for about, you know, a hunt there going on, right? So yeah, we're confident in the feature, hence why it's trademarked. And we have some theme ideas behind it, but I can't tell you which ones yet.
It was worth an ask all the same.
It was worth an ask. But if you've got ideas, Aidan, we're quite humble. You let me know and see where we can add it.
Well, my ideas certainly aren't to account for Gaming Realm's continual record growth that you're experiencing. In your opinion, are new products, new markets, or a combination of these factors all more key to the expansion that you're currently undergoing?
What I like at the moment, we've got a really good, firm, clear business strategy, right? So we enter all new regulating markets where we've actually identified more for this year. We're growing existing ones. The team's done a brilliant job of trying to get into every existing market. Then it's not just about entering the market. How do we grow that market? And we're growing that market by basically we're creating content which is has a global appeal. However, we're doing more and more. We're trying to be respectful to the local culture, regulatory differences, and we cater for those player needs as well. You're seeing in the US, created a lot of US-focused content. We've got some nice ideas for Italy, for Spain, Greece coming up. So we know it doesn't fit all. We work very closely with our commercial team. The product commercial team are very well linked. We take feedback on local markets and operator needs from our commercial team. And I think with Gaming Realm, one of the things I really love and I wouldn't change is how our commercial team and everybody has an opinion on a game and gets involved at early stage of design as well. When that happens, when the game goes live, there's a bit more pride in the game. And I think that's evident when we're actually, when the commercial team is showcasing it to our operators and then the operators get behind it as well. So I think that feel-good factor starts from the beginning. And that's just us trying to be humble, to take feedback and make the product both for the operators and players, which they love.
Would you say the expansion is kind of the localization strategy that you're having for each market is proving to be working for you? I know that in Romania, you released a game exclusively there, which was Slingo Superliga. I'm presuming that I did well and has promoted more localization efforts in each jurisdiction.
The good thing about Slingo is we can localize and tweak and make it relevant for different markets. And that's a really good example where, you know, it's for the Super League and it feels quite premium. Local audience can actually have an emotional attachment with it. That's a key thing. The same as Constitution Hill, right? It's that there's emotional attachment as opposed to just a generic theme. That's one of the ways we're doing is localization, but we're also looking at what kind of mechanics work in different markets as well. And also franchises, slot franchises. We know in the different markets, there's big hits. And we're seeing whether those mechanics and those brands actually complement Slingo.
And with that gameplay, the traditional Slingo gameplay doesn't necessarily align with traditional slots or mechanics. Through that, what audience is it that is typically attracted to your titles? Who is it that's playing the games?
The way we see it is we are a genre in itself, right? So our job is to actually, for that genre, to make sure we have a variety of content. And, you know, a lot of people always say, oh, what's your audience? And I say, well, it depends on the game, because we do actually appeal to, if you look at in our iGaming, all gaming verticals, whether it's bingo, slots, in sportsbook, even poker, I would say, right in there. So we actually appeal to all audiences. And at the end of the day, when a player comes through and he feels like trying something different. We're definitely that something different, right? But we have the best of the number games, element of strategy and slots, and it gives the players something, like I said, something quite engaging, entertaining and different as well.
Yeah, I think you're right in the sense of Slingo being a genre of the iGamer market as opposed to a mechanic, because I personally play Slingo Centurion, which is completely different to something like Slingo Constitution Hill, which is also completely different to Slingo Super League, which you referenced earlier. So yeah, I think you're right in the sense of the genre of Slingo has kind of become its own thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm constantly having this. Some people go, oh yeah, that's too fast, it's too slow. And I'm like, it's content, right? It depends how the player feels, what time they've got, what the time of the day is, you know, how they're feeling. I always used to say when we did, you know, user testing in a previous B2C company, it was really difficult to try to recreate how the player felt at the time. Are they sitting down watching Emmerdale Farm and just clicking around? You know, are they doing a bit of cooking? And at the same time, say, well, it's difficult to recreate exactly that ambience and that feel. So that's what we have, that variety in our games. So the players can actually try and get used to the different games, and then they will know themselves what type of Slingo game they want to play, whether it is that faster one, whether it's a little bit more, you know, slower but strategic. I think that's what we're trying to give them, their choice.
And not to make sweeping generalizations, but it's alignment with mechanics more so seen in the bingo vertical. Do you have quite a broad female demographic who are playing Slingo titles as opposed to traditional slots?
Yes, definitely. We definitely skewed more towards a female audience for that reason. And again, we're very respectful and insightful of that. And you'll see that in our games. We were just two games. I'm not going to talk about them now, but you'll see them soon. I'm sure we'll discuss them again. We were at early stages and they're quite cheeky, but, you know, fun kind of styles of games. It should be. I mean, if you're spending your money, you want to get some entertainment value out of it. And that's what we're trying to create there.
And what is next for Gaming Realms?
Do you know what? I'm going to give a little bit of a hippie answer to that. But I think at the moment, I think there's a feel-good factor in our studios. And I'm hoping that will come across in our existing games and in our new games and the engagement tools we're trying to explore. We're not scared to try something new, but we'll only do if we feel it's fair and engaging for the players. So I think there's a feel-good factor that'll come across in our games. And when you have that feel-good factor, you're not scared to actually be creative.
You've recently started to do kind of operator-specific games, like Saucy Slingo was specific with Mr. Q. Is that something that you intend to continue moving forward? Is there a real kind of hunger for that from operators to have something that's differentiating their Slingo games?
We've got a roadmap for just that. You know, we've had some really, really good successes where are specific either for the market or for the operator. And you'll see more and more of those as well, yeah. So the commercial are definitely keeping the product team busy on that front. So we're trying to see how we cater for that, but make sure that the quality is great at the same time.